Sing the song, bro.
I don't want to sing the song.
Come on, sing the song, man.
It's not. You can't.
What are you talking? People loved it.
Well, then they can go to. They can go to.
No, he's doing this because a girl's here right now.
I want to see it.
No, we did.
Yeah, you are.
No, I'm not doing it for the girls here.
Jordan, tell me what I'm saying.
I really would love it if he sang.
A girl's asking you.
We're already too far into the song.
Come on.
I already missed my mark.
Restart it.
I made this song.
You did?
I made the. I produced this song.
It's a new theme song.
It's a new theme song for the Adam Friedman show.
Sing it for Jordan.
We're
going
to get like a Delta Blues black guy to sing the intro music. I filled in last week because we couldn't find a black eye in time.
On the Patreon episode, patreon.com/cumtown.
That's it. My boy, After the Money. That's how you know he's a star.
What do you mean, After
you
the Money?
That one?
You're
I'll
the producer.
I'll join the Patreon just to hear it, if you think.
Nick, just do it for Jordan.
I'm not going to. I'll sing. Maybe you can, if you want to, you can sign up for the Patreon.
Just do it for Jordan.
We're here for you.
I want to hear. I want to hear right now.
I'm not going to come in.
Please.
I'm not going to come in and make myself the star of the Adam Friedland show.
You're not the star.
I know. But right up top, everybody's.
Is this a show about me? Everyone's listening for me.
It'll become a music show.
Do you sing about Adam?
Yeah, well, it's the Adam Friedland show.
Just do it for Jordan. She'll get it.
We'll move on.
No, no. Come on.
I'm telling you, we got limited time. Jordan Jensen is here saving the Adam Friedland show.
What do you mean saving?
Test episode 104. We got into an hour and a half long argument about me singing already.
Yeah. It's been an hour and a half, give or take.
No, it
hasn't.
What
about the outro? Will you sing it on the outro?
Maybe. We'll see how I feel.
Can I try to sing it?
Yes, please.
In the style of Nick?
Oh, he wanted to sing. That's what's awesome.
I didn't want to sing.
Yeah,
I have a bad voice.
But it's your show. We'll start it over.
All right.
And then what do you think about this? Getting rid of the first part of this song at a certain point. Once we got the studio.
We got to phase it out.
We got to phase it out.
Slowly.
Because you know what, guys? This isn't Cumtown anymore.
We're transitioning the brand.
Yeah.
Yeah. You're very good at that.
Transitioning?
Transition.
Yeah.
All right. Play the song. So you sing the song then.
You can do it. It's just you want it. Maybe want to give it a measure until the drums start.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah. Run it back.
I can't. Unfortunately, there's no way to run it back. It's a one shot.
Just
on
start
the
it from the home improvement.
Yeah, boy.
Count me off.
And go.
We're going down in the river. We're going down in the show. We're going down in the river. It's the Adam Friedland show. Nick, just do it. You do it better.
I know.
You have a good voice.
No, because now you're building up. You're building things up.
No, Jordan wants to hear it. Come on.
At the end. At the end.
For my birthday.
We're getting cleansed.
For my birthday.
Come on, I need to be cleansed of what Adam just saying.
No, it's bad. Right. That was really bad.
No, it's okay.
She hated it.
It's all right. We'll get
no,
it.
No, you did that so I'd look bad in
look,
front of
a got
girl.
We got a long show today. Sorry, you haven't been. This is a new show, the Adam Friedland Show. Jordan, thanks for coming.
It's not Cumtown.
It's not Cumtown anymore. It's more structured.
Okay.
I'm kind of stepping back into more of like a producer role.
Mm-hmm. Nice.
Filling in where I'm needed.
Okay, great.
You know, which is last week, singing. This week, keeping us on track.
I see. He's making just doing his job, Adam. He's just doing his job.
Yeah. Making
for
sure.
For my birthday.
Making sure. Look, we got Terra chips.
I'm going to be 36 next year.
Oh, wow. We're
going
to eat on the pod.
April 10th next year.
And
it's 36.
You're going to have a real TV show.
You haven't got me a birthday present in years.
We're pivoting
true.
To where Adam bosses you around, though, which might kind of be nice, where he can tell the producer to sing.
But is you know what? He has been bossing me around, mm-hmm. and it's given me a sort of a healthy type of stress that's been missing in my life.
Nice. Yeah, some structure.
That's fine.
Yeah, to have a boss that's upset at me, and I complained to the cat here at home alone.
I'm a nightmare.
Yeah. Well,
I'm
he
high
needs to look at this place. Did you do this puzzle and leave? Are you doing it systematically from left to right?
No.
Crazy.
I didn't want. I'm going through the puzzles that I didn't want in here, and that one has a color coded system for beginners. So I'm just getting it out of the way, and then I'll frame it, and maybe it'll go on the wall. Probably not.
Oh, you're a puzzle framer.
Well, I got all this shit I need. You can take a look at the art that's going to go on the wall over there. I got a my Mark Wahlberg poster fell off the wall and shattered.
Oh, I see.
So I gotta go. I gotta take all of these things here to the I guess Michaels, and one of them is a lot of that is
Blick.
To Blick, and I don't know if they'll do it because some of it is obscene.
This up here?
Yeah, one of the, it's like Shrek and he's pregnant.
Yeah, yeah, that's
Who's
good.
That girl that made
pregnant
it?
With
Shout
Sonic.
Her out. She's very good.
Mario Paint Girl.
She's very good.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Also, Jordan?
Yeah.
I know you brought up the puzzle, but Nick doesn't like his personal life being discussed.
Oh, sorry, sorry. Right, this is the Adam Friedman
kind of,
show. Yeah,
no, I mean, just in general. Okay, he's never liked talking about his personal life.
Okay, well, that goes for me, too. Mm. Remember?
Yeah.
What?
You know what I'm talking about?
Herpes.
What are you talking
about? HIV. Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, you said a real thing.
Yeah, a real thing.
I wasn't going to ask.
That's the other thing, too, about the Adam Friedland show. Literally the entire thing is bullshit.
Yeah. Okay, great. Yeah. Perfect.
So none of the emotions are real, not a single word.
Okay, great.
No, this is... It's like smarter. It's like a more intellectual approach to podcasting. That.
We're trying to ease our way into public intellectuals. So we're starting with comedians, and by the time we drop the home improvement theme at the beginning, we're going to have fucking Nina Turner on here talking about...
I would love her.
Yeah.
She'd be a big get.
Talking about how are we going to...
Do what?
How are we going to get the vote to...
Ohio.
How are we going to take the vote to them or whatever the fuck?
Are we going to take them? How are we going to bring them the vote?
How are we going to get the vote?
How are we going to carry the vote over there?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
What are we going to put the vote in?
That's right.
Yeah, exactly. So this show is a little bit more structured. We would have like a topic every time. And we were going to do Animal Kingdom for this one.
Yeah.
But then we need to have the studio first because we wanted to bring in one of like those zoo lesbians to bring in an
animal.
Oh,
nice. It is frequently a lesbian.
Yeah.
It is.
Yeah. Mad cargo pockets.
The elephant lady. Who's the elephant lady?
All of them? Every most?
The first elephant. Oh, no. The chimpanzee studying lady. Remember?
Jane Goodall.
Yeah, she was for sure.
Yeah.
Big old dyke.
Yeah.
100%.
Yeah.
Or fuck the monkeys.
And it
starts. It's the same thing.
I think it starts off with the clothes.
Yeah,
it's
they
have no interest in the animals. They're like, I want something. I want like a 9.5-inch zipper and big pockets in the front.
Mm-hmm. And then next thing you know, people are like, you talk to monkeys, right?
Yeah, right.
Look what you're wearing. Come
animals respect you.
You teach deaf gorillas how to talk to each other.
I will say my mom's a lesbian, and she has animals surrounding her at all times. She hates them, but like wild animals come up to her frequently.
Is she a master of beasts?
She does seem to be a master. I mean, it really is like her throwing rocks at like... baby deer that are just following her around. Wow. It's quite bizarre. Woodchuck today. I saw her today. Three woodchucks were surrounding her on a job site.
Really?
She was trying to get them away. Yeah, it's like Ace Ventura if Ace Ventura was ate pussy, you know?
Wow. What is it about carpet munching that animals respect?
I'm not sure. Maybe an authoritative figure that's also maternal, you know? Mm-hmm. That's why I follow my mom around.
Really?
Yeah.
So we can't do Animal Kingdom.
Okay.
Yeah, sorry. Yeah.
It's not visual enough, but maybe when we do, we can have your mom and her chipmunks come.
Yeah,
on.
Yeah, I would love to
have her on. Yeah,
because I got into a fight with the Bronx Zoo over COVID protocol stuff.
I thought you were a member.
I am, and that's why I got
Sorry,
I just found out there's a zoo
life.
In Prospect Park. I had no idea.
There is.
It's a great
I heard
zoo.
A screaming noise, and every time I run there, I would hear like just this like. And I couldn't figure it out. And then finally I walked up to a guy who was working behind a fence. And I was like, what is that? And he was like,
he's just one of the lesbians.
Retard. It was insane. And I was like, there's a zoo. And he was like, yeah, over here.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I was like, oh, I haven't been.
I thought you were at the zoo and then you heard screaming.
No, I was running in Prospect Park and I heard a sea lion screaming. Yeah. No idea there was a zoo. I mean, I thought it was, like a child being raped. I got my hopes up. Really.
Yeah. Would that have excited if you saw that, a child being raped?
And just to shake shit up, the monotony of life.
She's being
brutal. Yeah.
Edgy, kind of.
Yeah, yeah, I'm being edgy.
She's saying fucked up crap.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's not the kind of show this is.
Oh, yeah. I see. Okay, all right. So
well,
some messed up
crap happened this week, I guess, with the shooting, which kind of saved our asses.
Yeah.
What was the shooting?
What are you talking about?
What? I don't read anything.
I told you it's a public affairs show.
Mm-hmm.
What happened?
Yesterday in a suburb of Chicago that people on Twitter wanted to make sure everyone knows that it's not Chicago. Jewish, yeah. It's a Jewish...
The North Shore.
Yeah.
Yeah, Highland Park.
Highland Park. Yeah. Mm. Highland Park is the name of it. there was a an Italian-American wigger shot up a boy named Robert Cremo III.
Mm-hmm. Shot him up? Shot him
shot
all
a,
up?
Shot a parade up.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. Mass shooting, AR-15.
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So that saved you guys? Thank God for that.
Well, now we didn't have anything to talk about.
Yeah, we were kind of stuck on the animals, and then we're like, we can't do it until we have video.
Yeah.
And then we're like, what the fuck else do we talk about?
So the topic for this episode is going to be gun violence.
We're going to tackle it.
And we got Nina Turner. Well, I might just do an impression of Nina Turner, I guess.
And I think that's sufficient, yeah.
Yeah, because we can't get her yet.
Uh-huh.
She's like, y'all, y'all. I can't. I've only seen her tweets, but
yeah,
you know,
they're mostly that, right?
Yeah, a lot of snaps.
A lot of snaps.
Girl, yeah.
Stop playing with the guns.
Yeah,
and so she'll come on and say something like that,
mm-hmm.
and then.
And so then, yeah, so
and
I'm gonna
then maybe we can get another white rapper, another Italian American white rapper to mm-hmm. give maybe Cremo's side of the story.
And this is on the Animal Kingdom episode as
no,
well.
This no, this is the guns episode. Are you not listening?
Together. I think you should put them together.
You know what was very funny yesterday? Is I was watching the news,
uh-huh.
like CNN, and after the shooting, and they had like Wolf Blitzer, and then because it's 4th of July, they had 4th of July shit planned. So it cuts to Don Lemon,
mm-hmm.
and they have not thought at all about what they're going to say about this shooting.
Yeah.
He's like, yes, tragically, there was a tragedy, but... Americans are not going to let this stop them from dreaming of today's the birthday of America, and we're going to celebrate it. And it is a tragic day, but here's Pitbull doing Tinder with Lady Gaga.
Wow!
And then yeah, just
wow.
No way to transition.
That was on CNN.
And then they just go to Pitbull, and Pitbull's doing the same thing that he's been doing for the last 35 years.
Wow, bleak.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. But I love Pitbull, honestly.
Pitbull's great, but
he's
that,
an institution.
Yeah.
I mean, what do you say, you know?
Yeah.
Is that why they canceled a whole bunch of, like, fireworks and stuff, or was that COVID? Like, I was in Ithaca, they were like, no fireworks. Surely it wasn't because somebody got shot in Chicago, we're not doing it. Well, that's some Ithaca shit that would happen.
Yeah. Well, I mean, is upstate New York like that? I think, like,
Ithaca's
Long
like
Island,
the liberal.
Long Island cannot, they love tragedies.
A lot of upstate New York is MAGA, though. Don't tread on me flags.
Yeah, totally. Yeah.
Not Ithaca.
No. Very much the opposite.
Long Island would love a mass shooting to ruin the 4th of July.
Oh, yeah.
That would make... I bet they're really upset that didn't happen there.
It depends what part of Long Island, definitely.
In Ithaca, they were like... We were like, oh, hey, we were all at a 4th of July party. And I was like, hey, 4th of July.
Mm-hmm.
And everybody was like... I'm not feeling very patriotic. And I was like, we just made all this food, though. And they're like, yeah, but fuck America. And I was like, I hate all of you.
Really?
I'm gonna shoot this place up. Yeah. It's very liberal.
They couldn't eat because they were remembering,
they did.
Like,
they were
slavery.
Eating, but they're like, it happens to be the day, but fuck America. It's very much that way. You know,
Were they pro-England, maybe?
No, I'd say pro, like, Denmark. You know what I mean?
Denmark had a shooting, too.
Oh.
Did they?
Denmark had a mall shooting on the 4th of July.
Trying to copy. That's copying.
We were going to put that in the monologue. We were going to say, there's something rotten in Denmark.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's pretty good.
Yeah.
That's
and
pretty good.
It's the body of a 4-year-old outside of the mall at the whatever the mall where the shooting was. I guess his body is rotten. Mm-hmm. It's decomposing.
I was
he
just
was shocked
at Syracuse at Mall, and he said the guy, the booker of the Funny Bone in Syracuse, was like, we just had a mall shooting 2 days ago.
Mm-hmm.
And he had all these American flag things, and then he locked me in his office and tried to convince me to be super pro-gun. And he was like, mm-hmm. I was like, yeah, I just don't know how I feel about it in New York. And he goes, well, where I come from, we have these people called hill people.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, oh, yeah. And he goes, but then we also have these people called, he was like, they live up in the hills. And I was like, that makes sense. And then he goes, but we also have these people called feral people. Mm-hmm. And I was like, what's up with the feral people? And he goes, oh, they're uncivilized. And I was like, what, the hill people are debutantes? What the
right.
fuck
it's just, yeah,
on?
It's just hill people, but they've got like a top hat with the top open like a can.
Yeah, or their whole head just is a cone filling the hat. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's pretty cute.
Yeah.
When you said he locked the door, I thought that was going to go in a different direction.
No, sometimes you get these bookers at clubs that just want to chat. So they're like, come to my office, we'll settle up. And then they write the check in super slow motion while they tell you their life story and why they hate their wife. And And yeah. then they try and come on you. But that doesn't bother me. That's what mm-hmm. you know, girls got to work. You know?
He try to come on you?
No.
If I was there, I wouldn't let that happen.
That's really nice of you, Adam. Thank you so much.
It's kind of like Mark Wahlberg that's talking about 9/11.
That's why it's Adam Friedland Show.
Yeah. We're, okay.
Adam, have you ever been cummed on in comedy?
In comedy?
Maybe we'll do, look, we'll scrap mass shootings.
Yeah,
this
let's
episode,
talk about
well, we
sexual
have this
assault in
we have
comedy.
This monologue.
Yeah, and I got can, plenty of those.
You can maybe tell some of your stories, Adam, about being on the road. Mm-hmm. Look, it's a long path to get here to be a late night host. I know there's kids watching and they think, I want to be Jimmy Kimmel. I want to mm-hmm. be Conan O'Brien. I want to be Adam Friedland.
Yeah.
And they imagine in their mind, you know, it's a 12-year-old yeah. boy. You know, you're cutting up. You're the class clown. You think, I'm going to be that one day. And they think, well, I go to college and then I'm on the show.
Yeah.
But no, it's years of being raped.
Lots of rape, yeah.
Raped in nightclubs.
Yeah. By men and women.
And, yeah maybe you want to tell some of those stories.
Well, every time I went to the police, they laughed at me. So, mm-hmm. I don't know. Just if you promise to not belittle me or make fun of me.
Me?
It's a safe space.
Okay.
I'm the producer. Why would I I'm all here to gas you up.
Mm-hmm. I was Margaret.
Gas you up, collect the paycheck.
Okay.
That's it.
I was Margaret.
Maybe do a couple of rapes myself. You know, who knows?
No, yeah. no, okay.
Fingers crossed.
That's a trigger warning. I was Margaret Cho's opener.
Margaret Chode?
Cho.
Oh.
She's a Korean-American stand-up comedian.
That Most is not, recently. That is not the first time I've made that mistake.
No.
What do you mean? To her face several times I've met
you
her.
You called her that?
I've misheard her every time.
Because you had some inkling that she did some things to me.
It's because she's shaped like a chode. I think that's why.
Oh,
her
I
body
guess so.
And form is shaped like a
yeah,
chode.
Yeah,
yeah,
yeah.
It tracks. It makes sense.
Well, I thought chode, I didn't realize that was a penis thing. I thought it meant Chinese toad. The first time I heard it, I thought it was like a stage name she was doing.
No, I think it's her
I
Korean
said, I'm
name.
Sorry, Margaret Chode? And I haven't been to Montreal since. That was the last time I was invited there.
Oh, to JFL.
To JFL, yeah.
This industry.
I didn't realize I was on a hot mic that was piped into the PA system. In front of the entire, the gala, state of comedy, you know.
Yeah.
Fucking Howie Mandel was on stage talking about germs.
Yeah, washing his hands.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's like, this is 2014. He said, there's a pandemic coming. We're all laughing at him at the time. We're like this bald freak.
Yeah, you're and gay.
Margaret Cho comes up to me.
Chode, yeah.
And I was...
You were bringing her up onto stage.
Well, we were just standing next to each other, and I just saw kind of an Asian woman in my periphery, so I started putting my shrimp tails, which I had collected. I've been eating a bunch of hors d'oeuvres. Mm-hmm. I didn't realize she was, you know, the talent. And so
right.
I just sort of fish. I was just dropping them into her cleavage, thinking she had a plate or something mm-hmm. to collect garbage.
Or yeah, as if that was
they
her
say
job.
You're supposed
yeah.
to do that. That's
yeah.
what they say.
Yeah, well, you know, I mean, she's there. I thought she was service industry. She's like, excuse me, what are you doing? And I was like, I'm done with my shrimp.
Yeah.
And she yeah. said, do you know who I am?
You can go now, yeah.
And I said, of course not. I'm not even supposed to be here.
And you haven't even turned your head to look at her at this point. You're just looking, still looking, still dropping
Well, I didn't know if she had a husband,
yeah,
and
right.
that's like, might be against the rules.
Yeah, yeah.
And she said, I'm Margaret Cho. And I said, and it was one of those moments where, you know, there's like a dead silence.
Mm-hmm. Right, right.
A pregnant pause.
A pregnant pause for Howie Mandel because he's bombing.
Uh-huh.
And so he's finished bombing. And I just say, I'm sorry, Margaret Chode?
That's good.
And I mean, you could hear a pin drop. And pin drop, that was actually the name of her cousin from Korea.
Oh,
was,
okay.
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 She said, yeah?
All right.
I said, oh, pin drop, it's you.
Yeah.
That was the best Indian comedian that year. Was Pin Drop. You can hear Pin Drop.
Yeah.
Pin Drop was in the green room putting his dot on. He was getting his dot ready.
What,
he used to have this
Indian
great bit.
Thing.
Yeah, he was. Yeah, was the best Indian comedian.
South,
Pin Drop.
Oh,
yeah, South Asian.
Asian.
It was JFL.
Oh, Pin Drop.
Pin Drop.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, gotcha.
Pin Drop.
How are they related, though?
Pin Drop Jip Jap. That was his name. He was the best Indian comedian at JFL that year.
Oh, he's like a Wigger kind of Indian.
Oh, well, yeah. He had this great bit where he would put, you know, they have the red dot on his head. He would put a black dot up there.
Yeah.
That's hilarious.
And that's pretty funny.
Yeah. And he's like, it's not racist. It's just a dot. But how big can the dot be before it's racist? You know, and
it's pretty funny.
And it turns out the answer was immediately because he got, the French Canadians do not take kindly to people from the colonies.
Mm. Oh, that's what it was.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
He was beaten to death by shoeless court jesters, basically.
Really?
They're just barefooted, those, French Canadian goons.
Anyway, I was Margaret Cho's opener. For about 3 years. And I went through a process of psychic and sexual trauma that I guess will haunt me for the rest of my life.
This might be too... Is it true what they say about...
is it sideways?
Yes.
That's what you're going to ask?
I thought maybe that would be like a nice probing kind of question. Does it look like the eyes? I think that's what we want to know. Is it the same as the eyes?
Nick, that's... Come on, man. You're...
Just answer the question.
Yes.
Okay.
Keep going, then.
All right.
But it doesn't matter.
Let's get those terror chips going.
Okay.
Oh, it definitely matters.
Crack those terror chips.
Okay.
I need a stress eat.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
She's all right. The cat's all right.
Yeah.
So Margaret Cho raped you with her sideways vagina for years.
No, it was never penetrative.
Mm.
But yeah, I would be sleeping,
mm-hmm.
and she had a certain fetish where she would crawl into my bed. Open those fucking chips? I'm sorry.
A producer to the rescue.
Yeah, thank you. That's why why he's paid.
I'm like female. I haven't used these hands.
Well, it is really difficult.
It's like a prank bag.
Yeah, it is
very difficult.
And I'm going to just tear the bag.
I saw you watching me tear it, and I saw you getting all OCD about it, and I was like, look, it's not going to go. That's the only way to do it.
We went sideways.
That's why they call it Terra.
We went sideways like a certain other bag of Margaret Cho's pussy.
Oh, I thought you were talking about the movie with Paul Giamatti and Thomas Hayden Church.
I always thought it was, when I was a kid, my big joke when that movie came out, I was like, yeah, it's about Sandra Oh's vagina.
That's pretty good. She is in that movie.
She's in the movie.
Yeah, it is pretty good.
Wow, that's gold.
That is very good.
I was a funny kid.
I started early before
I got raped. And then you got to be a different kind of funny.
Yeah.
It's a good movie. I just watched it again recently.
It's a great movie.
When the fat guy has his body pressed up against the side of the car, you know, when he's chasing him down.
So funny.
Really good.
Yeah, when he fucks that wife, the waitress.
Yeah.
Yeah, and his penis.
You don't get
very
used to
funny
the flaccid
penis.
Penis.
Flaccid
outside.
Penis is a great bit.
Yeah.
They haven't done it as much.
I was thinking about doing that. I could just play the zoo lesbian when we get an animal or something on the show.
Mm-hmm.
And I put the shorts on and I have my cock hanging out of one side of the shorts and then my nuts hanging out of the other.
That's funny.
Yeah,
that's funny.
And that would be my big bit is on the animal kingdom.
You want these, Adam?
Yeah, I mean, I'd like some. They don't... Okay. Yeah, please. Anyway,
After a show.
I thought this said tard.
Yeah, it looks a lot like tard.
Yeah.
It's a solid tard.
All right, I'll just...
Also known as Malanga and Dasheen, the white ship. Who the fuck is reading this? And they're like, oh, let me find out about the types of potatoes.
Speaking of tard, I just found out about the Down syndrome on Sports Illustrated. Just found out about it.
Yeah.
Oh, I talked about
the
it.
The Victoria's Secret.
I thought it was Sports Illustrated. No,
it's
she's
both.
On Sports Illustrated.
Yeah, she got Sports Illustrated.
I had no idea. Mm.
Yeah.
Blew my mind.
She's dating Tyga, the rapper. No.
Yeah. Oh?
Yeah. There's a judge, actually. It's gone to the Supreme Court. Can she technically consent? It's a question.
Well, that's like, can you rape your wife who has dementia? Which is like 100% yes.
Oh, I never thought of that.
She hadn't put out your whole marriage and now she has dementia.
But it is kind of beautiful to give her that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now that she's willing to receive it,
finally. Really sad.
Now, here's a question about the Sports Illustrated girl.
Yeah.
Sideways?
No way. No.
Well, the eyes.
Yes,
is
I
it
know,
like the eyes?
I know,
like,
I know,
put it,
I know.
We'll go back to the original question.
Mongoloid.
Is it similar to the eyes?
Yes. All right, okay, all right.
The small almond glob.
We're trying to do a public affairs show now.
How about this? We do an Animal Kingdom episode, and we bring out a lesbian, and they've just got a guy with Down syndrome and with a chain around his neck.
That'll work. That'll work.
Oh, you wrong for that. You wrong for that.
Just saying. What? And then
what if?
What if?
What if? Yeah. You
know, nobody's doing that on television.
No one is. That's true.
Sorry, I had a couple of Terra chips, and I got a little.
Okay. Anyway,
I got a little hot.
If anyone's seen a Margaret Cho show. She puts everything into her stage performance.
You're thinking of Bobby Lee.
No, I'm not. Okay. And
they have a very similar act.
Where what?
They go up there and they put a diaper on. They just speak in nonsense, gobbledygook the whole time.
You both do that. Who is the Asian guy who, when Rudy Giuliani was on Masked Singer, was like, fuck this? Who's that guy?
William Hung.
Dat Fang?
Nope.
Oh, Joe Coy.
No, was it?
He's the biggest comedian in America.
The guy Joe from Coy, The Hangover.
Yeah. Oh, no. Dr. What's his name? Fauci.
No.
Nope. Yeah. No. Dr. Ken. Ken Jong.
Yeah, Ken Jong-un. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's it. That's it. That was it.
Oh, yeah, that's who it was.
Yeah, it's him. I wanted to talk about gun violence.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, anyway, if you've seen a Margaret Cho show, she puts everything into her performance. She's dripping from head to toe with sweat.
Oh, okay.
So after a show, she would take her clothes off and her panties also, get fully nude. And she would hand me her panties in my mouth. And then she would
hand them to you in your...
She would put them with her hand into my mouth. And then she would instruct me to hand wash them in a sink, and she would make me crawl back to her in the hotel with her clean panties.
Yeah,
and
I'm not sensing the problem.
She would constantly
here.
Tell me that they weren't clean enough, so I'd have to keep going back and forth between the bathroom and her on the bed, you know, wearing a cucumbers over her eyes and you know one of those mask things
to open them up or what.
She just likes the feeling of having normal eyes for a second. You know what I mean? Just round. She just
We're trying to do it. This is a public affairs show.
Yeah.
She cut little holes in them so she could see, you know what I mean? See out of it.
These are public questions. I mean,
I guess that's...
William F. Buckley did, to my recollection, 17 different episodes on Asian people's eyes.
Did he?
Yes.
What was his conclusion as a classical conservative? Yeah.
My guest tonight is Margaret Cho, comedian and author of the book Who Ate All the Dog? Thank you for joining us, Margaret. The cucumbers. What's that about? Margaret, what are the cucumbers about?
What?
Bluetooth?
Okay. Yeah.
Bluetooth?
2 minutes.
I got it. Baby boy. I'm producing this motherfucker.
I had sex
Jordan,
with Bluetooth.
Yeah.
Pick.
You can give us a testimonial in 2 minutes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Did I do that last time?
I don't
think I had done the Bluetooth last time.
No, you were on
certainly
a
certainly not on
episode.
The Adam Friedland show.
Yeah.
No. We should do it. One of you should take it while we do the
we
podcast.
Should fuck you?
I don't have any here.
Sure, but you should do the Bluetooth.
Yeah. You guys should rape me with Bluetooth pills. You guys should get me drunk on Terra chips.
Okay.
And then rape me.
Have you used it?
Of course.
Yeah, I was like addicted to it for
really?
A while.
Yeah.
All comedians are addicted to it.
You know, like an entire year just on cocaine and blue chew
I'm
pills.
Sober now.
Yeah, I'm sober now too.
But trying to come on coke, impossible. Is it like that for men?
Trying to get hard on coke, what are you talking about?
Well, I don't have a dick, so.
Oh, yeah. It's hard to get.
It's hard to tell I don't have a dick.
To attain an erection on cocaine.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
It's real hard. It's real hard for women to come on. Is it once you get an erection?
It's truly an evil drug.
It is.
It's cocaine? Fucking disgusting. Yeah.
I got really addicted to it and then into bowling.
The first 5 minutes, maybe.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But then...
I would love to go bowling.
Yeah, it's so fun.
We should go bowling sometime.
On Coke. On Blue Chew.
That'd be sick.
I used to go bowling almost every day in Cedar Park, Texas. Because during happy hour, they had $5 all-you-can bowl.
Wow.
So we would just stay there for 3 hours and get fucking trashed and bowl.
I got so into Coke and bowling that I have my own ball that's at the gutter. It's there.
Wow.
They keep the ball there?
Do you have one of those clear ones with a skull inside?
No,
that's from the movie Mystery Men.
Yeah, it's badass.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which is weird. You couldn't make that movie today. Cause
you couldn't make that today.
You get a bunch of fucking... Sorry, but you get people, like trans people showing up wondering, right. And they're like, okay, well...
Mystery Men.
It sounds like this
saying.
Is going to be about me,
saying.
But
yeah.
It's,
yeah.
It's a bunch of... It's some fucking bowling yeah. bullshit.
It's about Pee Wee Herman.
Pee Wee Herman yeah. and Dane Cook are in this.
What is Dane it? Cook in it?
Dane Cook is in the movie, yeah.
Wow.
Did you guys see my remix of Jordan Peterson's yelling on Twitter? You saw Jordan Peterson doing the...
Yeah.
Fuck... And then I remixed it. I really don't know. Nothing's wrong with me. It's pretty good.
I didn't see that's him yelling. Good. I also don't. I don't.
You're doing content. Now.
I don't understand how he continues to like. He can persist as like a cultural thing.
Well, that's the problem. He is like a very intellectually savvy person. He's very articulate. He's very educated, and then he comes out and just has a full hissy fit in a 3-piece suit.
But that's what he's been doing. Yeah,
I think he's. That's the whole
He dresses thing. Up like Mr. Conductor to go yeah. on Joe Rogan. And he's like, fat women are disgusting.
It's
and people
so
are like, you look
crazy.
Like a fucking faggot. And he's like, stop. And now that's his career.
Yeah.
Oh,
I don't know.
Brutal watching him read from the prompter. His yeah. anger. You can't have reading something angry from a prompter. It doesn't look right.
Yeah.
It's just him being like, and fuck this institution. Fuck yeah, this yeah. institution. Yeah, it's really
You think
bad.
Hitler used prompter?
Oh,
I don't. I think he was motivated by his, by the real, yeah. true, God-given love of Jews.
Yeah.
I mean, hatred of Jews.
We gotta kill all of the Jews.
Yeah, that's what Peterson looks like.
Yeah.
No, that's what I mean. You gotta be activated by.
You gotta
it in real
be
life.
Bad. You gotta be bold. You gotta get
you gotta
together.
Get yeah. stronger.
Tracy Chapman is our musical guest tonight on the Adam Friedland Show.
I would love to get Tracy.
That would be amazing.
Does your mom like Tracy?
No, I thought Tracy was a man for.
No,
years.
I did too. Of
yeah.
course,
Tracy, you're here.
I
gotta,
thought she was a white man.
I gotta ask you. I've always imagined. Does your pussy look like a big tray of brownies that hasn't been cut yet? That's what I imagine. And I just
That's
got
where
I,
your mind goes?
I gotta ask. I'm imagining your pussy and a big 8x10 tin of just freshly cooked brownies.
Am I close?
Yeah.
Am I anywhere close?
Is it
close?
Like that? All right, forget the question. Margaret Cho.
Margaret Cho.
Yeah.
You ever meet Margaret Cho?
Did you
road?
Ever fuck Margaret Cho?
Mm-hmm.
When you're driving around, you're going around your fast car, just picking up trim. Just picking up trim and shoving it in your big brownie box. Yeah. Today's episode of the Adam Friedland Show is brought to you by Blue Chew.
BlueChew.com, folks. If you love sex, you'll love BlueChew.com.
Yeah. It's a website where you can buy, I forgot, you know
chewable
what?
Tablets.
And I'll tell you what.
That help get your dick hard.
This was the thing about the old show that I got in the habit of completely checking out during... during the ad reads, and I'll just look at stuff like this. Look at that. What a great still.
Oh, beautiful.
You remember him? Tony Little.
Look at those not little breasts, those perfect breasts.
Do you know who this guy is?
No.
This guy was a fitness, like, he would advertise the Gazelle Freestyle.
Oh, that guy with the ponytail.
Uh-huh. Wait, that's
but
a
I
man?
Love that
it
guy.
Is a man.
Yeah, but his life story is amazing. Because he was like a fitness guy, but he just like, he had like the worst luck in the world. Like, he'd finally get, like, a commercial fitness guy job. Mm-hmm. And then he got hit by a bus.
Nice.
And then when he was recovering
that guy?
From it, yeah, then when he was recovering from that, he accidentally sat down in, like, a tub of acid in his friend's garage.
How?
And, like, burned his ass and
no,
his nuts.
No, he was doing some acid ass play.
Yeah.
And he got in too deep.
Yeah, and then got, like, spinal meningitis. And he kind of invented being trans, or, like, this power trans look.
Yeah.
That anyways, BlueChew.com, Tony Little's BlueChew.com is a BlueChew.com. Let's go here real quick. There's this guy, and you already know about BlueChew. You said you got
I gave one a go.
You gave one a go.
I didn't take one. No. I would like to take one and see if I get the, you know, the pebble clit or whatever people talk about.
Oh, wow.
Is that what happens?
Nobody's ever said pebble clit to me.
No, I think a woman would get wetter probably. Mm.
No, really?
Like a little kidney stone.
I think you get a little kidney stone. Don't you think it would send the blood to my clitoris?
Maybe.
I think
it does get it send engorged. Blood to your,
I don't really know.
It has to send blood to your dick because when I, the dude that I was with took it, and it was like a dildo. I mean, it's like a rock hard, metal, mechanical creature and, that arises that comes into the room that enters, and you're like, and hey, we didn't invite you in here, and it's
that's
like,
what girls like.
No, I wasn't that into it.
No, we're doing.
Oh, that. Sorry. Yeah, it was great. I've came 1,000 times.
Yeah.
It came over and over.
And you're asking, does it work on the sideways kind?
Come
and the
on.
Answer is yes.
Come on.
What? All right.
This is the read. They want us to give them the facts.
I'm sorry, dude.
No, I
look, I need this job, at least for the next 6 months.
I need it for longer, probably the rest of my life.
However you want me to do the reads, I'll do them, pal.
I have nothing left, dude. I poop my pants on the internet. I can't.
That was Cumtown.
I know,
this is a different
but like,
show.
What am I going to do? Like, I need TAFS. And I need your friendship.
Discuss Tadafi and Teladaf. What is that?
Great question,
okay,
Jordan.
Yeah.
This is an extra service they offer. Is you can talk to
the
Blue Chew people about these two Muslim guys that came up with the company.
Really?
Sadafi and Tadafala were the... They're Muslim brothers that actually came up with them.
Right, yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
I'm not going to say anything negative about that, but I'd like to.
Good job.
Thank you.
Oh, Muslim Brotherhood. What's happened with those guys?
It was like, they're still
doing
their
thing.
Name.
I always imagine it's like a Mario and Luigi type.
Uh-huh, yeah.
The Muslim Bros.
One's a little taller, a little faster.
Muslim Bros. A Bank.
Yeah.
Like a plumbing company.
Yeah.
The Muslim Brotherhood.
Who'd they kill? Sadat.
Sadat?
They killed Anwar Sadat.
Who's that?
He was the president of Egypt, I believe.
Really?
I thought.
Yeah.
I thought it was Dalseem.
No. Dalseem's Indian.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, he's stretching arms.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's kind of cheating a little bit.
Yeah.
Yeah. When you play, like you stay away and you do stretchy arms.
Yeah.
Pissing me off.
I just remember pin drop.
Anyway, so... At BlueChew.com, you can talk to one of their licensed medical providers. No awkward visits to the doctor. Mm-hmm. You do it from the safety and warmth of your own home, right? Yeah. They prescribe you sildenafil or tadalafil.
And you got to just like a, you do a video conference.
Right.
I prefer to wear like a fun, like I wear like a Guy Fawkes mask and I tent my fingers.
You did that?
Yeah, when I meet with them.
And they still gave it to you?
Yeah. They'll prescribe anybody anything.
Really?
Yeah. In fact, when you're talking, these are doctors.
Mm-hmm.
So you can always ask. They're probably going to say no. But you can say, look, as long as I'm here.
Can I get some Kush?
Can I get some Depakote?
Oh. You try to get Oxys off them?
Yeah. Let me get some Xannies, Beans, Perk 90s, you know?
Yeah. A couple Tabs.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I'm trying to
doses.
Get, I'm trying to get. I'm trying. I just saw Baz Luhrmann's Elvis. And I'm trying to get.
Dude,
go
it's
that
so
route.
Good.
Yeah,
you
I would
liked
go.
It.
I would go again with you.
He kind of. He in the end of his life, he kind of turned into a Korean woman.
Elvis.
Oh, on the,
Elvis.
Yeah, totally.
You look at some of those last performances. It's like, is this Elvis Presley or Margaret Cho? I have no idea.
He kind of K.D. Lang a little bit. No.
Yeah.
Yeah. Does your mom like K.D. Lang?
No.
Oh, okay.
She likes Bruce Springsteen, and that's it.
Really?
Uh-huh.
Oh, cool.
Uh-huh.
Anyway, you go to this website.
Promo code Cumtown or Cumtown20. We're going to get that changed to...
Adam Friedland?
Oh, he does look like a Korean woman.
Yeah.
Look at that beautiful lady. Mm-hmm.
Welcome to the next level.
Whoa. You saw that movie, didn't it? Wasn't it annoying that the cotton ball in his lip the whole time?
No, it was great.
Wasn't distracting?
No,
do this
Tom Hanks sucked, but the rest of it was great.
This is a song that I just recorded. And, it's an old song called Unchained Melody.
He's panting. I
wait, this
piano,
is...
So
this,
take just a second.
Oh, this is his final performance.
I'm all accord, so
is he at the piano?
If you hear me, I'll get my fingers caught and put in the keys.
This is me on the last episode of Come To.
Yeah.
You're
just
fat
play,
as shit.
Just play the Gene DiNapoli video.
Dude, this is just like Keith Robb... What, Guy from The Office? Black Guy from The Office?
Craig Robinson.
This was him the other night at the VU. Truly.
Yeah.
He had another buddy with him who had like the name of a different, it was weird, but he was like, help me down into the piano. And somebody had to like lower him down to the piano. And
really?
Then he played, yeah, he played for like an hour and a half panting. Like the, into the microphone.
Maybe he also saw Elvis and he's trying to go a Margaret Cho route.
Yeah, he's going that direction. Yeah.
Anyway, if you go to bluechew.com, you put in promo code Cumtown or Cumtown 20, you only pay $5 shipping and you get your first month free. If it doesn't work out for you, you cancel. But I think it's going to work out for you. You're going to get your dick hard and you're going to satisfy ladies like Jordan.
Yeah.
Or any other.
I was just satisfied just by the sheer structurally. It was a structurally sound object.
You like it bendier?
Well,
you like kind of like one of those like
a human dick. Maybe?
We're selling.
Yeah.
We're selling tires. Guys.
You like one of those like air
machine car salesman things? Yeah. Doesn't everybody?
No, I don't know. I don't.
No, I'm telling you, this thing was. You really could do some damage. It was like this. Truly.
Really?
You guys know
that,
you've done
it. Make
it.
That noise.
You guys felt like it was a part of your body when you did it? Speaking of part of your body, I had FaceTime sex the first time.
Oh, yeah.
How
I've
do
done
you,
that a lot.
Have you done that a lot?
Yeah.
Okay, if I'm holding the camera down on my stomach, right?
No. You have to set it up where you can, like, you know, do the, like, spread the sushi, that kind of thing for the fellow.
You have to set up the camera?
Yeah, you have to, like, brace the camera and then, like, freestyle.
I just had it aimed at what I was doing, and then I was looking at what he was doing. But the way that it was set up, it looked like I was jacking off.
Now, was this a pandemic thing? Or
you
or
just showed your own hand?
I did. No, I showed. Yeah, it was my own hand, exactly. Wow. But then I was. But the way it was set up, because he was jacking off his dick, it looked like it was me jacking off a dick. Serious. Talk about dysmorphia. Mm. Really made me feel like it was spooky. But
yeah.
Am I supposed to show my face or my vagina?
No, the whole package.
No, I can't do that. I'm not going
to
set up a fucking Zoom
like,
meeting with my guy. You know what I mean? I'm not going to do an audition tape.
You set the phone up and then you do like a little.
And if you're Margaret Cho, make sure it's in landscape.
Yeah.
So Cumtown or Cumtown 20 at bluechew.com. No awkward visits to the doctor. No awkward visits to the pharmacy. It gets sent to your house, discreet packaging, you get your dick hard, and they taste great. Like Flintstones kids.
They do taste good.
Yeah. I do it for the taste.
I ate a whole thing of Flintstones vitamins once when I was like 10.
Me too. I love the taste.
My mom called
the
doctor.
That's why you're so tall. A lot of people at home, they don't realize you're
7'2". Yeah, 7'2", all Flintstones.
One overdose on
But I was like a huge fat kid, and I ate like a tub of these things, and my doctor was like, she's
what do you
gonna
do? What do you upstate? You probably just take you to the vet.
Yeah,
they
my
do.
My fat daughter ate too many Flintstones vitamins.
That's what the doctor said. Like, your daughter will be fine, but you also need to work on this.
Yeah, you need to take her to the dog hospital. I think. I don't think we treat children like that here at St. Jude's.
Just bring her around to the zoo.
Yeah. Take her to take her to one of those brownie pussy dykes they got down at the zoo.
Yeah. She'll set the girl straight.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway.
Mm-hmm.
Are you still doing the ad right now?
Oh, yeah. It's over.
Yeah, the ad's over. We're back. We got to have more discreet commercial breaks, I think, when we get the show going. Especially as we transition to video.
Yeah. It's going
like to
be more of a talk show.
Here's what I want. When we have the talk show, we have the set come up, and I'll do this as the producer. But for each one of the objects, remember that we're all going to the lobby thing?
Right.
So I'm going to get a foam rubber costume of all the products, and I'll come out and I'll do a song and dance number as like a Blue Chew packet.
Oh, yeah, nice. That's good. Yeah.
And I'll be like a Blue Chew packet, but I'll also take a Blue Chew.
And your dick will
be. My dick will come out of the suit. It'll be like a
that's
a
good
bit
idea.
Of like confetti.
I love that.
You'll
I
put
love
a little
that.
Curtain, and it'll come out of a little curtain in the suit. Yeah.
And then I'll get another guy who's in a dick costume, a big dick costume, and then
your boyfriend.
And I'll be the Blue Chew, and then they can fuck me in the ass with their dick and come out of the dick costume.
Yeah.
And then it's like there's no better relationship than the relationship between your dick and Blue Chew or whatever.
Two men in costumes.
This would be 15 minutes long.
Fucking through holes.
Yeah.
That's pretty good.
We got to find someone to make those suits, though.
I thought we were going to talk about gun violence.
We are going to talk about gun violence. We still got the second half of the show. We haven't even gotten into the monologue yet.
Yeah, you're going to like our monologue. We put a lot of work into
it.
Yeah.
Cool.
We tried to this afternoon, but then I had too many walnuts and got into Mario Golf.
Yeah, that happened. Pissed. Walnuts leads.
What
to
was
Mario
that
Golf.
With the recycling earlier?
It would, the bag was stuck in the trash can.
Yeah, that was a little. That was excessive.
I lost my temper.
Yeah,
you did.
Yeah.
If the bag gets stuck in the trash, and then you lift it up, and the whole garbage can.
He was
thing.
Slamming.
No, it's worth
he
it,
was
yeah.
slamming the trash can down, and he was saying, "God damn it."
I got into an almost physical fight with a homeless man on the street outside the cellar for like the third time this month.
Did he pretend he was from the future?
He pretended that he had one bad eye. Mm. The other one was like glassy and cum colored, but I wasn't buying it. You know what I mean?
Oh, so he was completely blind. He's like, no, I'm only blind in one.
He was like, oh, I'm blind. And I was like, you're not blind. And he was like, I can't see anything. And I was like, shut up, you piece of shit. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
One of these people pretending to be blind.
So he still had the other eye, but he was pretending he was... Blind.
Yeah, he was pretending he was like homeless and blind, and, you know, really downtrodden by life. And I was like, you can't fool me.
Well, then what you say to that guy immediately is you're like, well, I'm a homeless black woman, so I got bigger problems.
Right. I should have said that.
If he says you're not black, then you say, you've fallen for the Sphinx's gambit.
Yeah, I'm from the future.
So if you can see me,
I'm going to write that down.
If you can see me, and you know I'm not.
Oh, yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. He's like, you think you got problems.
I try to get that.
I have a birthmark on my forehead that looks like a swastika.
Yeah.
And then he can't be like, no, you don't, because he's too busy pretending to be blind.
Mm-hmm. Or I could just go back and be like, I'm actually a blind black man, sir.
Yeah.
Just hit him hard with the, because I think that would activate
blind.
Him enough.
Yeah.
And then he's like, you don't sound like a blind black man. You're like, that's why I've never been able to find my community.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
I'm like the 52 hertz whale.
Yeah, you can't play piano like the rest of the blind black guys. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that must be rough.
It's got to suck to be like a little black kid that's blind, and then you're like, well, at least I can play the piano, and then you just suck dick at the
piano.
Yeah,
that would suck.
You suck because you're blind.
you just suck. Because, you know, that statistically, it's got to be most of them. You got to be a little blind black kid, you lose your eyesight, and you think that piano is going to be your saving grace. And 99% of the time, they are just dog shit at piano.
Yeah, it's only been two guys.
Yeah.
Yeah. That stinks.
And then you say, well, at least you're not going to be in a fucking gang now. You know?
Well, I don't know.
Maybe it's, you know, now you can be Data from Star Trek. I don't know what the other kind of blind black guy there is.
No, that's Geordi.
Geordi, sorry. Yeah. Data is super white.
You're the Star Trek guy.
What do you mean? Just because I'm like a nerd? Or like I'm an autistic guy? What does that even mean? I'm not a Star Trek guy.
You answered your own question.
You do seem like a Star Trek guy.
What is that? Adam smells bad, by the way. If you don't,
I know. Why are you saying that right now?
Because
there's a girl here. You're acting different.
Well, I thought maybe she thought that it was me that smelled.
Don't call me.
Who's calling you?
My girlfriend. She loves me.
Oh.
Pick it up.
No. I keep my private life private.
Now, shall I?
Why do you smell bad?
Let me get your mind, son.
Because she doesn't want me using aluminum-based underarm anymore.
Really?
Yeah. She's
worried that he's going to get breast cancer.
She doesn't want you to die?
On some girl blog, she was like, you can't do it anymore. So I have to use
you
this natural crap.
You can't live in New York
and I
not
smell
wear
like
the,
shit.
Yeah, you have to wear the real stuff.
And it's 1,000% humidity. And like 2 minutes later, I already smell bad.
And the Jewish
like out of the shower.
Jewish thing also.
What do you mean, Jews smell bad? What's wrong with you?
No, I wasn't saying anything. I was just
small penis. That's what you're saying?
I was. I was trying to. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Of course.
Is it the Crocs and socks? Is that the smell?
They're not Crocs. They're Keens. No, it's my armpits. You want to smell them? What if she smells them and she's like, those are pheromones?
A homeless black guy did tell me that one time when I was a teenager. I remember he bummed a cigarette off me. He's like, you give me a cigarette, I'll give you some advice you ain't never going to forget.
Mm-hmm.
And he was, he told me a story about fucking...
Pheromones?
Pheromones.
Pheromones are real. I tried to hook up with a guy, very attracted to him, but couldn't get down with the smell.
Really?
Couldn't do it, yeah.
Really?
No, I think that's just people being unattracted because they smell bad. It's supposed to be the opposite.
He didn't smell bad. It just wasn't the right. And when I had long haul COVID, I lost my sense of smell for so long.
Uh-huh.
And I couldn't. I was like, I think my vagina's broken. I just can't get into it. And then when I could smell again, it all came back.
Yeah. I just got COVID again.
Yeah.
Two times, huh?
Yeah.
How'd it go? Did you lose your smell?
No, the first time I did for a day. And then the second time it was like nothing.
I lost it for a year.
Damn, that's terrible.
Really?
Mm-hmm. You couldn't smell anything.
Well, it all can't, when you have the long one, it comes back, but it smells like, everybody was like, oh, it's like, smells like rotten meat when it comes back. It's all one smell, and it is the smell of, like, dank, bad pussy is what it smells like.
Really? Really?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
No, mine was gone for a day, and then it just came back suddenly and, like, perfectly. It was, like, binary. Yeah. Like, right on, off.
Isn't it weird when you lose it, though? It feels, it kind of, it's like going blind. It's
well,
like
I didn't,
weird.
Yeah, I didn't even realize that I had lost it, and then I forget what I smelled, and then I stuck my nose in a bag of, like, tobacco, and I couldn't smell it.
Yeah,
and, like,
spooky.
So I didn't realize Margaret Cho's all tatted up. Do you think these are like Yakuza, like gang related?
Yeah, they are.
Because in their cultures, you're not allowed to have, a lot of cultures, tattoos, you have to be in a gang to have them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Whereas in America.
Or a Holocaust survivor.
Yeah, in America, you just need to be, you know, anybody can get tattoos.
God, I don't respect tattoos.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
I hate them. I wish they were gone.
They're disgusting. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Your parents should have stayed together, so you... You wouldn't do that.
Keep my pure form, I agree.
Yeah, I did. I used to do a joke about after the Holocaust, like to cheer themselves up, like Jewish guys just getting a dollar sign tattooed in front of the number.
Yeah, yeah, that's good. Yeah. That's very good.
That's very funny. Classic. Yeah. That's funny.
You always see those the trash girls with like the date of their first child that they had when they were four years old. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Right there. And
really?
How does that not offend people? Yeah, it'll be like 97.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
It's too close. You can't do it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
No.
I don't know. I don't even know what they look like. I remember there was a Seventh Heaven episode where there's a neighbor that was in the Holocaust, and like Simon like delivers her groceries or something. Mm-hmm. And the sleeve comes up and he's like, Why does Mr. Feldstein have a tattoo? Mm-hmm. And the parents are like, well, because they have the wrong religion, and
he's going to hell.
Yeah, he's going to.
He was already in hell.
Slipped out.
Yeah.
Do you think Auschwitz was worse than hell, or probably the same?
Probably the same.
I've been hearing that Auschwitz wasn't the worst thing in the world. They had boxing fights. I've just been coming up. People are like
boxing fights.
There were some Jews that like could get cigarettes, and they were higher up on the totem pole. You know
what I mean? Trustees.
Yeah.
No, capos.
All right, I don't know the fucking
the ones that would snitch to the Nazis. Yeah.
I also heard that guy who wrote the book that he was like that he was in the Holocaust.
Elie Wiesel.
No.
Primo Levi.
The guy who wrote something. Another man. One man. Something about being a Holocaust and finding meaning because he was in the Holocaust. Mm-hmm. It's a very famous book.
You gave me the book.
The Game.
No, A Man's Search for Meaning.
A Man's Search for Meaning.
Yeah.
I recently heard he wasn't really
in
the Holocaust.
That, it was a book that, and this is more of a Cometown thing, but Adam gave me the book and recommended it to me and said it was very good.
Yeah,
you know
I
what
thought
I did read is
you.
The Game. Neil Strauss's The Game. I have read that.
And that was also from Auschwitz.
It was.
He wrote it there. Mm-hmm. Yeah, about negging.
How to
but
get
he
pussy
really was
in Auschwitz.
There, yeah.
How to get pussy.
I stole that book from my buddy just because I wanted to read it, and seeing the shit that he had highlighted was cripplingly funny. Mm-hmm.
Really?
One of them was like, enter every room grinning. That was one of the...
Oh, and okay.
Well, like the Coney Island guy?
Yeah. Enter every room grinning. And now you can be in bar and you can see people who've read the game. Mm-hmm. Then you can be like, I see what you're doing there.
Yeah.
I never smile, I don't think.
I've never seen you smile, 100%.
Yeah. I do it in pictures sometimes and then I look like a freak.
Yeah.
I've seen you smile.
Yeah.
When we saw that old gay guy at Pride the other day that looked like me at 70.
That wasn't a Pride. It was outside of Caroline's.
But it was during Pride.
I got him with the best "that's you" I've ever gotten.
It was crucial.
I mean, this guy, just this like this frantic old Jewish guy with stringy. I mean, he looked like Gaddafi and like fucking like a pink tight. Like, actually, like, you know, when like a 70-year-old Jewish guy is like, I got a personal trainer.
It was perfect.
And then the gym clothes they buy, just like that kind of like real loose,
kind
of flowy Lululemon thing. And he had a little purse with him. He wasn't even like, I mean, it was like, I don't even know if he was gay. He was just
he was like,
his just
what
testosterone.
Do you describe it? Like a Jewish Floridian? That's what I'm hearing.
Yeah. No, it's like when you hit a certain age as a Jew.
Yeah. Your testosterone has been gone for decades.
You transcend gender.
Yeah.
Just Nathan Lane in the Birdcage kind of thing?
Yeah.
No, not really. That's too femme. That's too, like, performative. It's just like you're neither male nor female. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You're almost there. You're already there.
I'm kind of, yeah.
What did my lesbian friend say about you? That you were a transitional guy? That you were?
I said that to her, actually. Yeah.
But
that
she
was my
agree.
Line. I love her.
She got back together with that cunt, by the way.
Why?
I know, it's crazy.
Why?
I don't know, because
I'm really
like
upset
to be
about that.
I know, I'm really upset about it too. It just happened today.
Oh my god, I really crushed it
she's
with
gonna
a lesbian.
She's
going to
cheat on
her. She really liked you.
She
hits
everybody. Cheat on her with a woman that works.
Lesbians hate me, and we became best friends. Yeah. Also, speaking of homeless, when I was trying to give that homeless guy the wings, you were trying to stop me.
I really get in fights with those homeless men a lot. They drive me nuts around the cellar. I'm telling you, I got into almost a physical fight with two in 1 week. It's not good. This one.
Why?
Because they get too close to you, and then you're like, hey, could you back up a little bit? Mm-hmm. And then they come, like, he was just reaching in for the food. I can't stand the touching. Nobody should be touching. It's like at the cellar, if you get off stage and people try to do the good game, high yeah. five. I'm like, get your disgusting little grubby ass. It's gross.
Yeah.
So
you should get an air horn to blast in the
face. I would love that. I would really, really love that. That's a great idea.
Well, because they're blind, so mace does really nothing. But an air horn.
No, mace makes them stronger. I've tried it. But the air horn is a great idea.
Yeah,
a little
right
baton,
the,
just
right
take him right
ear.
Out of the knee. Yeah.
Right in the ear.
Man, an air horn is good. Yeah, I got into a fight with a guy who walked up to me. He just took a phone call basically on my body. We were just outside and he just went, hello? And he was right next to me. I was like, what are
he
you?
He had a phone?
He had a phone, yeah. He answered it and he was like, hello? This guy wasn't homeless, actually.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, dude, you're just going to be that close to me? And he was like, yo, my woman will come down here and kill. And I was like, you are nuts. And then I started screaming at him. And then he said, he goes, I'm going to spit on you. And that's when I was like, oh, I forgot. You surely will do that. And then I ran away from him.
Jesus.
The spitting, that's like wow.
I kind of always wanted to be one of those guys that picks a fight and then has my muscly girlfriend beat up women. I'm like, I just get drunk.
Well, I just didn't get the logistics like, of this guy. He's going to call his girlfriend.
Kick his ass, baby. Mm-hmm. And then a big muscle woman comes out and beats a woman up. I'm like, that's right.
We can make that happen for you.
Yeah. And then she carries me like a Julia Vins type.
Mm-hmm.
I forgot about Julia.
Just, you know
queen.
Julia Vins?
Who's Julia Vins?
We'll pull Julia Vins up real quick.
She has like the face of a doll. And
she's this Russian.
The body of Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Yeah, Russian people.
Oh, Karen Feehan. Yes.
Karen Feehan does not look like this.
No.
Look at that.
Yeah.
She's pretty. Karen's pretty fucking jacked.
Not like that.
Yeah, Karen.
Does she have to take testosterone to get there?
I'm sure she's irradiated. And this is like only Russia could produce something like
that. My sister's kind of like that, actually.
Is she?
Yeah, she looks like that a little bit. It's scary.
Yeah.
Whoa, that's not real.
It
that's
is real.
Photoshopped.
No.
What? She's got to be on T. No, look at her tiny little head. How'd she do that? Creatine.
I guess, you know, they just got weird genetics over there.
I'm thinking about getting on T myself.
My other friend is thinking about getting on tea because he's sleepy. He's sleepy all the time.
Yeah, I want to start.
I never sleep.
I have insomnia. I haven't slept in 4 days.
Yeah. Really?
Yeah, you start to feel like you're tripping all the time. Yeah.
Yeah. No, I mean I sleep like 4 hours a night. Yeah. It's like a real problem.
I've tried everything. I'm like up to like 3 muscle relaxers a night. Doesn't do anything. Just I tried a hardcore like almost like a Rufalin in the other.
I actually got good sleep last night, and usually I'll go to bed and I'll turn the lights off
because
I think you're supposed to do that.
Yeah.
I stayed on the couch and I just watched Better Call Saul until I fell asleep, and I fell asleep at a normal time.
Yeah, because you weren't thinking yourself to death.
Yeah.
Right?
Well, I don't really stay up thinking. I do, but it's like not like anxiety or anything.
No, I don't know how people can do the on your market set, it's sleep time. Like when my buddies will do that. Like if I
used to be able to.
Yeah,
but I used
to
be more active. I would like.
Even when I run 6 miles every day, I still
get
sleep.
Oh, really?
Full insomnia.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah. I'm not worrying or anything. It's just you're just up. The switch doesn't hit.
Yeah.
What does help? If you take NyQuil, NyQuil is the key.
No, but you feel like shit the next day. They have Z-Quil without like all the medicine.
Yeah, I take that too. Sometimes it's fun to just be sleep deprived, and especially doing stand-up. It feels great. It's like
you're fast again on stage.
Oh, so I crushed so hard the other day when I was like in like sparkly zone, almost passing out.
Mm-hmm.
You do great because you don't care, and you're like, this is a dream. That guy's a lizard. Who fucking, you know what I mean? Like everything's.
Wow.
It's like doing stand-up on mushrooms sometimes. If you can get the right dosage, it's good. Because it's not real. You know,
wow.
Gun violence.
Yeah. I mean, we kind of burned the whole
We'll 59. End on. Look, there's already people saying, I don't know about this Adam Friedland show.
No, yeah. I mean,
last
like,
time they were talking about getting a studio. Now they're eating Terra chips.
No, we're going to get a studio. It's going to be a proper late night talk show.
Yeah.
Intellectual, mind you.
I was thinking more morning show. I was thinking Hoda and.
Oh, that's good. Yeah. Kathy Lee.
I was saying we want to do the show 9 a.m.
Mm-hmm.
And you're drunk off wine already.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah,
you're a drunken Persian bitch from Westchester.
Yeah,
and you drive down to Midtown drunk every mm-hmm. morning.
Yeah,
in your S class.
I would love that.
And you get a DUI every day that they let slide,
mm-hmm.
so that you can do the Adam Friedland morning show.
That's my goal in life.
Wow.
To marry a powerful woman and then just be on Xanax all day
yeah,
long.
Just yeah, just
like
a
rich
harem,
woman.
One of a harem. Yeah.
Yeah. Mm. Yeah. Like kind of like to be Doug, the wife of Kamala Harris.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And yeah. then just be in bed all day. Be tragic.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. On like
that's probably
on
what
like
he's
a
doing.
Big old school telephone, like that red telephone right next to you.
Oh my God, it'd be incredible.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's what I'm going to do.
I can imagine you with your dick and balls tucked back like shockingly easy right now. Like I can,
me?
It's crazy how much I can picture
no,
that.
No, every time I've done like a face app of me as a lady, it's
no,
unfuckable.
I don't imagine that. I really am just saying you with it tucked back with your legs slightly crossed. I really, it doesn't.
Yeah.
Like
there's a Buffalo
no,
Bill. Type.
Yeah, 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 my, Buffalo
yeah.
Bill.
Yeah,
there's
my
no
legs
mental
aren't that
gymnastics
nice.
I'm having
yeah.
to do.
Yeah.
Really easy.
No, we'll stop.
We'll
I mean,
do it later?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm not going to do it for
You're
you.
You're not going to do it. Okay.
I'll show you the
if
the other
sings,
side.
You'll
I'll show you the bowl of fruit, you know.
Oh, okay,
yeah.
okay.
I'm not going to show you the front.
Okay.
That's for my girlfriend.
All right.
It's too intimate. So, should we do like the monologue?
We could go through. I don't know. I think it might be too late for
we
the
We have
monologue.
To go to Andy's.
Do you
we
really do have a to. Monologue prepared?
Yeah.
We had a whole monologue and
do
like
it.
We wrote all day for this.
Did you really?
We prepared
yeah.
the whole day for
I don't yeah. believe you.
Yeah.
Oh, we did.
I can't tell what's sincere and what's not
well,
sincere.
How
it
about
just
you?
It wasn't a productive day.
No, we had a nice day.
All right, let's give yeah. it a go. Go
okay,
ahead.
How about you read
I'm not reading anything.
No,
it's
no,
your
no,
show.
No. Our guest will read this one.
Okay.
Oh, you're going to make the guest do the work?
Yeah, I'm
yeah,
happy
it's
to
like
do
Norm
it.
Macdonald. It's nice. Read the one highlighted.
Who's Norm Macdonald?
Well, yeah, you're Adam. I'm Norm.
No, I'm Nick.
Whoa. This computer is nuts. Okay.
Read that one. Monologue voice. Weekend update.
Okay. Is this record or record?
What? Record.
Record. Yep. Okay. Well, it's not a crazy question. Okay. Record sign up for vasectomies after Roe v. Wade ruling. In fact, lines are so backed up, it's harder to get a vasectomy than it is to get an abortion. Yet, you don't see men protesting, which begs the question, are women just being whiny cunts?
That's pretty funny, right? Do yeah. the sound effect. That's like a monologue joke. Okay.
The Pope... Want me to keep going?
Yeah, do another
the
one.
The Pope dismissed resignation rumors following a knee injury, saying the thought never entered his mind. When asked for comment, he said, "It's going to take a lot more than a dick-sucking injury to get me out of this job."
That's funny. Okay. Do another one.
A North Carolina woman was left with a zombie flesh-eating disease after being chased by a skunk. She first noticed symptoms of the gangrenous condition in November, about a month after she had a run-in with an aggressive skunk. While the suspect remains at large, he was heard fleeing the scene saying, "La belle femme, veuillez vous coucher avec moi ce soir."
It's a Pepe Le Pew.
Yeah,
the skunk. That was my joke. I wrote that one. Yeah, Nick wrote, I think, all the other ones. Maybe okay. at the top, read some of them for the
yeah,
top.
Totally.
Yeah.
Ricky Martin was hit with a domestic violence restraining order.
That's funny.
Details haven't been disclosed, but considering Puerto Rico has some of the most lax domestic violence laws in the country, you know it's got to be bad. One thing's for certain, she won't be living la vida loca anytime soon.
It's pretty good.
Right?
I like that joke.
Mm-hmm. Are we done? You want me to keep going? Joey Chestnut? We got...
Yeah, do that
microwave one. Size sat- Joey Chestnut says he's not feeling good after his 15th win in a row at the annual Coney Island hot dog competition.
Mm-hmm.
But said it pales in comparison to how bad he felt last month after winning the 10th consecutive title at the 10th annual dog shit eating.
Why is 10th annual in there twice?
It's 10th consecutive 10th annual.
At the 10th
it's clumsy.
Annual.
I should have changed it.
It should just say... It pales in comparison how bad he felt after his win this year at the 10th annual dog shit eating contest.
I don't know. Wait, yeah.
Did you write
10th consecutive or me?
I wrote 10th annual and you put in 10th consecutive annual Philadelphia.
No, I tried to say Philadelphia dog shit eating competition.
The word Philadelphia. In there.
Philadelphia is funny. That's funny for jokes.
Just the word Philadelphia?
Yeah, like, no. You know those clowns in Philadelphia at the Philadelphia dog shit eating competition.
I hear you. You're not wrong, but I think what you were looking for was Kalamazoo.
Yeah, Philadelphia is funny.
Okay. Kalamazoo, what the hell is that place? It said, but where are we? Australia?
Yeah, it sounds Australian.
Is it not in Australia?
Okay.
No, it's in like Michigan or something.
What? Yeah. Is it really?
Yeah, Kalamazoo's here.
Kalamazoo, get the fuck out of here.
Yeah. I guarantee
we're
you.
Looking it up.
I guarantee you they've had a mass shooting in
Kalamazoo.
How do
you spell it?
It's in Michigan.
K?
Yeah, Kalamazoo.
If this isn't the United States.
Come on, bro.
What?
It's an intellectual talk show.
Yeah.
About gun violence.
Yeah. We're going to have Thomas Sowell on. I'm going to try and trick him into spelling the N-word on
Tim Dillon loves that guy.
Does he?
I think so.
Dude, that guy, Thomas Sowell is hilarious.
He's the OG Ben Carson.
Michigan!
He's way better than Ben Carson. You go back 100 years, that guy's on talk shows. He's like, black people are actually the laziest. He's pushing up his glasses, being like, thanks for having me on, Adolf. I read a study out of Japan that says that black people, they have the brains of walnut-sized brains.
Yeah.
Adam was doing research for these. I see that he has a tab pulled up called Pepe Le Pew. You were Googling Pepe Le Pew?
I wanted to see things he would say.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Maybe do the first joke, the Scrabble joke, and then we'll end the show.
Scrabble has removed 400 slurs from its official word list, thereby giving up its title as the world's most racist board game, a title which is now held by Monopoly George Floyd Edition.
That's pretty offensive.
What are these ones that are in black? These didn't make the cut?
Those weren't finished.
A South Jersey man went on a nude crime spree.
Yeah.
Finish it.
South Jersey man went on a... nude crime spree, but I don't even know what he did.
He hijacked a car.
We'll get some new ones. Let me just scroll through the headlines on the New York Post real quick. Toddler who lost both parents in Highland Park shooting was found under dad's body.
No, Nick, that's not funny.
Oh, I'm sorry. Irina McCarthy, Kevin McCarthy, and 88-year-old Steven Strauss have been identified as three victims killed when alleged gunman Robert Cremo opened fire. None of this is
Cremo,
funny.
Yeah.
Robert Cremo.
It just happened. It's not very funny.
All right. Okay. The toddler who lost both parents in Highland Park shooting was found under their dad's body.
Mm-hmm.
Here we go. Here's a better headline. I'm deeply, deeply sorry, says the uncle of suspected Highland Park shooter Robert Cremo. Let's see what this guy sounds like.
Wow, he apologized.
Yeah.
Our Dane Placco just spoke with Cremo's uncle. Let's listen into that.
Cremo and Placco.
Paul, thanks for talking to us. What did you want to say to the people who were hurt, the families of the people that were killed?
I just want to say I'm deeply, deeply sorry for everyone that lost their lives and got injured. From the bottom of my heart, I'm heartbroken, and my heart is shattered to hear this, and I can't even believe it, and I just want to express my.
I think this guy's mentally disabled.
Yeah, it's not very funny.
It's just making me feel bad.
Wait,
for
that
him.
Is the shooter?
No, it's his uncle. Yeah. He was a white rapper.
All right, here we go. It sucks. New Yorkers face return of alternate.
If I shoot people up, don't trust my uncle if he apologizes for it.
Yeah.
He's a bad guy.
Okay, read it.
It sucks. New Yorkers face return of alternate side parking after 2-year hiatus.
It sucks, man, said Ricardo Sinclair, 43, an electrician who commutes to Manhattan from Poughkeepsie. Alternate side parking.
That's what they call landing a dick in Margaret Cho's.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
That's pretty good.
Very good. Yeah.
All right.
Pelosi. Oh, here we go. Nancy Pelosi's husband was arrested for a DUI.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
DUI hubby cavort at Italian resort owned by Andrea. There's too many Italian words in this. I can't figure. All right. Yeah. Nancy Pelosi's husband got a DUI.
Mm-hmm.
You probably think that stands for driving under the influence, but doesn't. It's actually, in this instance, it means doesn't understand why his Italian cunt wife gets away with insider trading.
Yeah, that's true. That's a good point. Mm-hmm. It's woke.
Yeah. Doesn't do. What the fuck does DUI stand for?
Doesn't.
Driving.
Under the influence.
Doesn't understand. you know, this is why we got to do the morning show.
Yeah, I know. It's too late.
I'd have three Zinfandels.
We have to meet him. Andy, too.
And we also, yeah, we got to go meet Andy.
Who's Andy?
I don't know, some famous YouTuber that's.
No, don't say it.
You've said we got to go meet Andy like 7 times.
Yeah, we're meeting the boy from Toy Story.
It's your show. We get raped. We get raped in an alley. We're meeting Andy from Toy Story. Margaret Cho strikes again.
All right. You guys have been great. Thanks for tuning in to...
Thanks for having us.
Yeah. Thanks a lot, guys. Bye.
And check out Jordan. You got anything you want to plug?
Oh, I got all sorts of shows coming up. Go to my website, jordanjensencomedy.com.
I'll be at Helium Buffalo all this week if you guys want to come out. I'm sure those tickets are not sold. Also, if you want to support the Adam Friedland Show, we are getting a studio. We do have to meet the Toy Story guy.
Oh, I'm at Hilarities with Ian Fidance, and then I'm headlining the next weekend.
Very nice. So check out patreon.com/comedown, and we'll see you guys next week.